Great to have you along here for WPR News. Larry Mueller here, and we're going to turn our attention to shoes and shoe repair. You know, producer Clara Neipert always says that wearing shoes that are comfortable and well-fitting help you put your best foot forward. On that note, Dave Franks probably has heard that, maybe, and probably believes that. Well, he's with us for the rest of the show. He's the owner of Lakeland Shoe Repair in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Dave's been in the shoe repair industry for more than 50 years. And, man, he does some fascinating and amazing work with shoes. He'll tell us all about it as we move along today. And maybe I hope you'll join in with your own questions. You got a favorite pair of shoes? I've had some favorite shoes that I've actually had taken to a shoe repair shop here in Madison and had fixed, and I love it. Let us know how you keep the footwear you buy in good condition. Maybe you've got a question about keeping them in good condition. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Dave Franks, welcome. Thank you for taking time to be with us today. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Larry. I appreciate you, and I look forward to this next half hour where I get to talk about my industry for a little bit.
Tell us about that industry. I mean, you have gone over and above, I think, in terms of your own training. I was impressed with the work you've done. But talk about the business.
Well, it's a business that's been around forever. It's probably one of the oldest businesses or professions in history. I started working for my grandpa in 71, and during that time, I think we could honestly say that the shoe repair industry was in decline even back then. It was the advent of plastic shoes and foreign-made shoes started making shoe repair less viable for people. And as it so happens, in 1971, I believe there were over 60,000 shoe repair shops in the country. And since after COVID now, I think there's around 3,000 left. So it's a big change over the years. But I'll tell you what, the ones that are left are very, very busy.
Yeah, I bet. Why should somebody consider getting their shoes repaired instead of just going out and buying a new pair? What are the benefits?
Well, there's many benefits. Just a couple off the top of my head. You're going to save time. I mean, the average person will spend a couple hours going out shopping for a new pair of shoes, and you're going to be in and out of my shop in 5 minutes. You save money. Most shoe repair jobs are going to be a fraction of the cost of a new pair. People who buy quality footwear are going to spend a little bit more, but their shoes are going to last a lot longer. Here, I'll give you an example, Larry. I had a fellow come in not too long ago with a pair of Red Wing boots. He said he'd had them for 11 years, and he wanted me to resole them. Well, I charged right around $100 to resole those boots. He said to replace them would have cost him about $325. Then he told me his son mocked him for having his boots repaired. And he said, son, I've had these boots for 11 years. I'm going to put $100 into them. They're probably going to last me another 11 years. And yet you, on the other hand, you spend $50, $60 on a pair of boots and you replace them every 6 months. So who's ahead in the end? You know, the old saying is you get what you pay for. And I think that can be most true or mainly true with your footwear.
Yeah, I would agree. What types of shoes are you able to repair? It's not just leather. You can also replace perhaps a cloth tennis shoe?
Absolutely. You know, we do repairs on just about anything. You know, I've over the years I've just hated any time I had to turn down a job. So I'd sit and try and figure stuff out, figure out how I can do it, what glues might work better, or threads, or whatever materials. And we can fix just about anything nowadays. Oftentimes it doesn't pay. You know, if you've got a pair of $20 shoes, it doesn't pay to resole or reheal them because, you know, the cost would be more than a new pair. That's where the you get what you pay for comes in, Larry. So you buy a good quality shoe, you buy an Allen Edmond dress shoe, a Florsheim Imperial, you buy a good pair of Danner boots or Red Wings or Thoroughgoods, they're going to last. I've got guys that have been bringing me their Allen Edmond dress shoes for 30 years, the same pair.
Wow.
And it's amazing. But, you know, you buy something cheap, it just doesn't pay to repair them sometimes. You know, a lot of our work nowadays is the glue on the sole comes loose. They need to be re-glued or a boot hook comes out. You know, there's a lot of minor repairs that go on. But the meat of our business is heels and soles. And now we do a lot of orthopedic type work. I used to be a certified podorthist, so I studied making orthotics and doing shoe modifications. That's become a big part of our business today now.
I was wondering about other parts of the business, too. My own visits to a shoe repair shop didn't have anything to do with shoes at all.
Right.
For example, my dad once bought me a baseball glove that I had really wanted, and he probably shouldn't have spent the money that he spent, to be perfectly honest. It was an expensive thing, expensive glove.
Right.
And I was a teenager, and I was really happy to get the glove, and then afterwards I felt a little, I felt bad about kind of, you know, the fact that my dad spent all that money. Well, anyway, the glove, the lacings.
Sure.
Went.
Yep. That's a common thing. We do a lot of relacing of baseball gloves. And you're right, they're not cheap. You know, as a matter of fact, I used to turn it away. I used to turn that job away because I didn't think it was worthwhile to the customer for me to put that much work and time and money into it. But one day I was walking through a department store, and I happened to see a rack of baseball gloves, and I looked at the price, and I was shocked at how expensive they were. So I started repairing baseball gloves right away, and now that's it's not a big part of the business, but it's something that we enjoy to do and are happy to do.
Well, it's certainly, I still have that glove.
Yeah, you know, you buy a good glove and you keep it oiled, it's going to last forever.
Oh, man. So the what is your day-to-day job like?
Well, I was in the shop this morning. I got up early, and I did, you know, my shop's attached to my home. So that makes it real easy for me. I can go into work, and although we have regular hours that we're open, I can go to work anytime I want. And, you know, at my age, I'm kind of winding down and more trying to work part-time rather than full-time. But so I went in the shop this morning, and I worked on three or four pairs of boots and shoes that needed full soles. I probably had a dozen pair of men's and women's shoes that needed heels. I had a couple of orthopedic jobs. I did a boot hook, replaced a boot hook on something. And the job, it's the thing I think I like the most about my job is I'm not doing the exact same thing every day. You know, I've always got something different on my bench.
Maybe describe the tools and techniques you use to make the shoe repairs that you make.
Well, we use hammers and we call heel lifters. We use, I guess, I can't think of the name. They're kind of like a pliers, but like with a flat, you know, it's something that we can grab onto a heel, grab and tear a heel off. So we've got a lot of cutters. We use a lot of different knives and punches and awls and needles, things like that. If you came in and looked at my bench, It's backed with pegboard that's got just about every slot filled, and there's probably at least 200 tools up on that pegboard, and most of them you wouldn't recognize.
I might recognize some of them. I took a leathercraft class in 4-H back when I was a kid, and I made a pair of moccasins, and I made a nice belt. I still have the belt.
Wow.
Although it does no longer fit around me. I keep it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's funny how them belts shrink after a few years, huh?
Oh, man. Stephen Economowoc has a question for you. Let's go there. Hi, Steve.
Okay. Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for this great show. My wife bought me a pretty good quality Wilson leather coat about 30 years ago. And it's well-worn, it's well-faded, and I get a lot of comments all the time on how cool that jacket looks. But I have some repair spots on the cuffs and the sleeve and a couple other spots, just small repairs. How would I get that fixed?
Are they like tears or just spots that are worn off, or are you just talking they're discolored?
Yeah. Just worn through.
They're worn through.
Okay. Well, cuffs can usually be repaired pretty easily just by adding some leather to make a new cuff. Sleeves, if it's usually it's on the elbows, elbow patches can be put on pretty reasonably. Find yourself a shoe repairer down there, in your area, and you probably find somebody that can do a job like that.
Do you is your work all local, Dave? Do people come from a distance sometimes to have you do work?
Yeah, we get work, Larry, from all over the place. As a matter of fact, we take in a lot through the mail too. My original shops were in Racine, and we decided we had a place up here in Rhinelander that we come and vacation at. We decided we want to live here. And we had our home had a built-on workshop, so we just moved everything into that workshop. And then we ran both shops for a while. So we had one in Racine, one in Rhinelander up here, and then we would ship work back and forth. But now it turns out that over the years we've had many customers that enjoy our work and have a hard time finding somebody. There will be people that have moved away. Mostly, and they send stuff to us. We get stuff from all over the country. As a matter of fact, a month ago, we sent shoes to Bucharest, Hungary.
Oh, my goodness.
So the fellow that was a regular customer of ours who works for the State Department, and now he's stationed in Bucharest, and he ships his shoes back and forth. And we've shipped shoes back and forth to Spain, from England, and absolutely all over the United States we get work from. We shipped a pair out a couple weeks ago to the Florida Keys, to Key West. And they're coming from all over the place.
That is really cool and a testament to the quality of the work you do as well. I'm sure of that. I know you even reheal, like, Birkenstock sandals. These are expensive to buy.
Yeah. And most people think you wear the heels out or the soles out on your Birks, you got to just go buy a new pair. Well, we resole and reheel Birkenstocks. Almost every week we've got a couple pairs in the shop. And even when the cork gets bad, we've got cork that we can use to replace the worn spots. And you'd be surprised how nice them Birkenstocks turn out when we're done with them. And usually it's for half the price of a new pair.
Oh, man. Dave Frank, our guest today, he is the owner of Lakeland Shoe Repair in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, talking shoes and shoe repair with him. And actually, as we're sort of indicating here, he repairs and resolves things other than shoes as well and boots. And we'll talk some more about that, too. You can join in with your own question or comment. The number is 800-642-1234, or you could email us the email address talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking with Dave Franks, owner of Lakeland Shoe Repair in Rhinelander. And again, you can join in with your questions, 800-642-1234, email to talk at WPR.org. A listener from West Salem emailed us, Dan's in La Crosse made an adjustment to some favorite leather shoes of theirs, and they can wear the shoes comfortably now in spite of a bunion, thanks to him and all the helpful shoe craftsmen and women. And that's a nice comment from our West Salem listener. And you can make those kind of adjustments as well.
Absolutely. You know, we stretch shoes. I've got every kind of shoe stretcher you can imagine. So we can spot stretch a shoe. We can concentrate on a certain area or just do general stretching. I've got boots in now, brand new women's boots that she brought three pair. We're stretching the calves, we're stretching the toes, and we're stretching the vamps on all three pair. So, you know, it's probably the most common job that we do, shoe stretching. People go in and buy a pair of shoes, and they feel good in the shoe store. You get home, you wear them for an hour or two, and you realize, oh, these feel a little tight. So they bring them to us, and we can fix that up.
Yeah. I think you're better off to buy shoes later in the day when your feet are bigger.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Larry. You know, we buy a pair of shoes that's one size, and we're trying to fit a pair of feet that might be three or four different sizes throughout the day.
Lisa in Kakana has something. Let's go there. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple pairs of OnCloud tennis shoes that are not outright. Well, they're, for me, it's $125, $150 to pay for. And within about 6 months, and I don't wear them every day, I get little holes like in the mesh. And just one hole, one was on the side, one was at the top of my foot. And another one right in the seam, and I wear wide shoes, so it's not, I mean, they're fitted for me. Does it pay to bring them in, and can you fix the mesh, or is it written off?
Well, you know, I'm afraid something like that, although it can be repaired, and we can patch something like that, but it probably wouldn't look the best. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes when you're dealing with fabric, you can't do an exact match. So the patching would probably be visible, although it would be functional. It wouldn't be something I'd be proud to do, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Lisa, there you go. Laura in Eagle River, it's your turn. Hi, Laura.
Hi, good morning or good afternoon. I'm really excited to hear this program today. I live in Eagle River, which is obviously close to Rhinelander, and thrilled to hear that we have a shoe repair close by again. I grew up in Cambridge, and my father was a cobbler at a shoe store in Cambridge for over 30 years, and then he ran a shoe repair shop in Fort Atkinson and Stoughton. And so thrilled to hear you're nearby, because my husband oftentimes needs shoes repaired, and we drive them all the way down to southern Wisconsin.
Glad
to hear there's something. Yes, and I may come along just to enjoy the smells. There's for me that's better than that smell of a shoe repair shop. It just brings back floods of memories.
When we had our shop in Racine, it was in a busy shopping district. And oftentimes somebody would be walking by to go get a cup of coffee, and they would just come in, open the door, and stick their head in, and just say, "I just wanted to get a smell." There's something about it. I don't know what it is, but people really enjoy the smell of leather. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, Laura, thanks a lot for calling. It's no longer the fellow retired, but there was a shop on South Park Street in Madison, that you'd go to that shop and it smelled great in there. But there'd always be, I don't think I ever went in there, there wasn't at least one local guy just sitting there talking while the cobbler worked.
Yeah.
Usually two or three.
Yeah, it's kind of like the barber shop, the old barber shops where fellas would sit around and shoot the breeze, right?
Mary in Appleton has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Mary.
Hello. It's not exactly a repair question, but I'm wondering the best way to clean white leather sneakers.
So what have you got on them?
It's just kind of the normal, you know, wear and tear dirt.
Yeah.
Are they leather?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you want to find some type of a leather cleaning product. You could use saddle soap or something a little stronger, or you could try just a diluted Dawn dish soap. Just dilute Dawn with some water and with a soft nylon brush. That is, I'm going to tell you, this is a secret for shoe repairers, but Dawn dish soap has been a big help to our trade. It does wonders on so many things. So I would give that a try. You know, some of the shoes nowadays are machine washable, and they would instruct you to take your insoles out and then your laces out and just run them through a gentle cycle on your washing machine. Now, I don't know if your pair, there should be a label in there somewhere that would say that, but that's an option too.
All right, man. I like the Dawn idea. Dawn works on a lot of things.
Yeah, sure does.
Dennis emailed us. He says, how do you manage your old footwear? You cobble things together.
Yeah. Okay.
You probably heard that one before, Dave.
In 50 years, I've heard them all many, many times.
What's your some of your oddest requests?
Well, you know, I'm just sitting here this morning. I wrote down a bunch of them. The first odd request I ever got was a lady came in with a peg leg for her dog. She had a three-legged dog, and genius veterinarian that she had made this dog a strap-on peg leg, and which made him mobile. And he was a very active dog, and he would wear this peg leg out. Well, after a few times, it started getting expensive, and she just came in the shop and asked if I could put some heel material on the bottom of her dog's peg leg. So for the next 4 or 5 years, that's what we did. He'd wear that heel material out, and then she'd bring it in, and we'd replace it for him.
I love that.
That was a neat one, yeah. We've done reenactment shoes for, you know, guys. There's a lot of guys that do American Revolution or Civil War reenactments, and they have footwear that matches that time period. So that was interesting. I think one of our favorites, though, is we had a customer who was in a club where it was a car club, and they all had Stutz Bearcat cars. And this fella, he wanted his reupholstered, and he had it reupholstered, but his wife got mad at him. She didn't want that old upholstering taken out of that car. So what he did behind her back, he saved the old upholstering. He brought it in to my wife, and she made a tote, a woman's tote out of that material. And my gosh, this woman was so happy. It was unbelievable. So she had her Stutz Bearcat had new upholstery, and she got to keep the old upholstery, but she carried around as a bag.
Oh, man. And Deborah, your wife's been involved in this for a long time, too.
We've been working together since 1983. That's when we bought our first shop, yeah.
Oh, man. And you've obviously made a decent living out of this. Still has got to be some joys, and there's joys for sure. What are the joys of running a business in the North Woods?
Well, it's very comfortable up here for us. We feel at home here. My shop is in the woods, and we're set back, and it's quiet and peaceful. I look out the window, and my shop has windows, and I can look out the window, and I might see a bear walking by or a deer, or I might see some grouse up in the trees, or you just never know. And the people up here are just wonderful people. They appreciate men and women who work for a living, and they're thankful for us, and they've been a blessing to us, Larry. And as someone that's been doing this for 50 years, is something that we don't have to do anymore, but I think we've got it pretty much figured out. And it's become easy. There's no stress. It's just a comfortable thing that we're doing. I enjoy it. I enjoy taking an old pair of shoes and making them new, or I enjoy taking a shoe where somebody needs a modification done to help them walk better. I enjoy that. That's a good feeling. And working with my hands, that's what I enjoy the most, I think.
Tell you what, next time I get to Rhinelander, I'm going to stop in and say hello, Dave. I thank you very much for taking some time to be with us today, and hopefully we can do this again. Thank you, Dave.
I appreciate you, Larry, and I had a great time. This half hour went by fast, I'm telling you.
It goes by really fast. Dave Franks.
Yeah.
Dave is owner of Lakeland Shoe Repair in Rhinelander. What a joy talking with him. And it's not only shoes, but he even does backpacks and gym bags. He'll repair those and a whole lot more. Thanks for joining us today. This and all our shows are a team effort. Clara Neipert, Joel Patnott, our producers, Lee Rayburn, Jeff Robbins, our technical directors, and our executive producer, the poet Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.